Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from FIFA 2018. First interview of the year for me. And I'm very pleased that it is with director Stefan Kass of Edgar Keret, based on a true story. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Would you maybe be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the movie and what it's about?
Yeah, sure. So thanks for inviting me, by the way. The movie is about Edgar Keret, and Edgar Keret is a very famous writer from Israel, and he's very famous in Israel, but on very weird places in the world as well, like Taiwan, Mexico. He's kind of a rock star in Mexico. People know him in New York City, and he's very famous in Poland. And I know him from the age of 18. I bought his book by accident. I thought it had a nice cover. And I started reading his stories. They're very, very short. And I really, really enjoyed them. Since then, I always played with the idea of making a movie of one of his short stories. And I talked about it with a friend of mine called Rutger. We were in the same high school, and I said, listen, you have to read this writer. And he read the book, and he fell in love with it too. And later, 10 years later, he became a journalist, and he did an interview with Edgar. And Edgar, and the interview was very nice. And Rutger told to me that Edgar's life story could be even more interesting than his own stories. So when he talks about his life, he constantly has very weird anecdotes about what happened to him. So we thought maybe a documentary could be nice as well.
Because he's got a very interesting style as well as of writing. How would you describe it?
Yeah. So his stories are very short, surrealistic. They always have a weird twist. And they don't take longer than 3 pages. Yeah.
But they're also inspired by personal events in his life. So in this film, we could call it a documentary, but it also plays on this blending the line between reality and fiction.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Yes, it is about how Edgar creates fiction from his own life. So how he makes stories of what happens to him. We think Edgar is one of the best storytellers you have in the world. And we thought, if we study Edgar, we could maybe learn how to tell good stories ourselves as well. So the film is about how he sees on the street, how he converts that into fiction. For example, he had one time he was drinking a cup of coffee, and he saw a man on the street who was having a newspaper on his arm and was drinking from a coffee cup. And every time he took a sip of the coffee, the newspaper fell on the floor. And he picked it up and put it under his arm again. And then he took a sip of the coffee, and it happened again. And when he saw that, he said he was in tears. He said, oh, this could be the best metaphor for human existence. Yeah. And when he came home, he told it to his wife, Shira. And Shira said, well, no, this guy is just stupid. Why don't he just pick it up and read it and drink the coffee afterwards? And Edgar says, well, this is when something like this happens, that he sees something that he's overwhelmed by and other people around him don't understand it. He tries to make a story out of it so that people can understand what he felt.
Just the way he sees the world. I guess not everyone sees the world in the same way, but he's able to spot small things that happen all around us and really see it in a different way. So that's kind of fascinating. And as a filmmaker, do you feel like you understand what he says?
Kind of. Yeah. He says very interesting things, sometimes I don't. There's still things in the movie that I sometimes I think, oh yeah, I get it, and sometimes I watch it again and I think, wait, no, maybe I don't get it.
It's because at some point you ask his friends, is he a liar?
Yeah.
And that's a very direct question. So is he a liar?
He is total liar. Yeah, he's a total liar. He's the biggest liar there is. But that's what storytelling is, and that's what the film is also about. Like with telling lies, you can also tell the truth in a way, by just telling the story in such a way that you can convince somebody of the emotions or of the essential things that happened, and then you can bring it over better.
Keret is obviously a fascinating person, but when you're trying to make a documentary about him, it's very easy to, like, you know, just, I guess I'm presuming that it's very easy to go there and have an idea of how you're going to shoot it. But with a person like him, do you just kind of like come up with ideas along the way because he's just so creative, and some of that creative, being creative, rubs off on you?
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to make a film that was that had the form of his way of thinking, so that you, if you watch the film, you would really feel how his mind works. So we wanted the film to be like this, that everything could happen in any minute. You could, it could change from any direction, anytime. So we used animation, fiction, and documentary, and with these three things combined, we made a weird mix. That I think fits Edgar really well.
Let's talk about the animation. How did you set that up?
We did animations of his fiction stories, and we looked at all of his stories and looked for stories that fitted his life story the best. So one story he wrote in the army, when he was in the army, we used that one, and a few stories that are representative of his later life, we used later in the movie. And we worked together with an animator called Nina Gans, and she lives in Brighton right now.
Oh, right.
Actually, she's very nice. She also won a BAFTA with one of her short films, and we talked about how we could do it, and she worked together with other animator, and it came out really, really nice, I think.
And what about the fiction side of it? Because sometimes the fiction really does blend in with the documentary, as in, for instance, I remember one scene where he talks about how his father met his mother.
Yeah.
And there's this wonderful shot in the movie where he's just talking about the story, and all of a sudden he mentions a gypsy band, and then a gypsy band comes into the the bar. I mean, that was great. Was it a challenge to mix that on the screen, to film that?
Yes, there was a big challenge. So we did a lot of retakes.
But it also looks like he's not like reading from a script, or he's not reciting lines. He's saying them, you know, from the top of his head.
Yeah, so we wanted kind of that he told the story and he was inside his story as well. So we wanted to, when he told the story, that the world around him changes into his story. So in this scene, indeed, he starts telling the story of how his parents met, and they met in a very, very weird way, which is also not true. Spoiler, but it's too good to be true.
But liar.
It is a nice story as well. So,
it's a nice story. Yeah.
We had a gypsy band. We had a parrot on the beach, and that's also a story in itself. The parrot was a monkey in reality. So.
What?
Yeah. So one of the musicians in the gypsy band had a monkey on his shoulder all the time.
I would love to know about the change to a parrot. But.
Well, we wanted to have a monkey because that was more true to reality. But it's forbidden to film with monkeys in Tel Aviv.
Oh my god, that's so unusual.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that from just hearing about it from this interview, our listeners will be able to understand that this is a very entertaining film, but it's also very insightful, not only from a personal aspect, but also from a creative aspect. It really goes, takes a look at a very interesting artist, and definitely recommend it. So I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Etka Keret, based on a true story. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.